everybody. Welcome to Ruby Riders Pegging Paradise podcast number 43 on April 11th, 2013. You have all been waiting quite a while for this one. Here's kind of how I do podcasts. I try and get them done on Sunday night so that they post first thing on Monday morning. If I don't get it done on Sunday night, for a variety of reasons, then I try to get them done sometime on Monday and maybe post first thing Tuesday morning. But I don't think I've ever gone this long. I've at least always got them posted, I think, on Tuesday nights. But I'm moving right now. That's one of the things that's happening in my life. I am moving from a house I've lived in for 9 years into a different one. And it's only about half a mile away. But unearthing 9 years of things is quite a task. One of the things I'm happy about with my move is that when I was looking for a different place to live, I was concerned that I might have to trade in my lovely stars that I see at night. And what I mean by that is I live out in the country a ways, so I don't have a lot of streetlight interference with the starlight. In fact, people come to visit and exclaim how many stars there are. So while I was looking for a new place to live, I was looking in areas that were more like suburbia. And I would have been sad had I had to trade in my stars for a different place to live. But here's what happened. When I say I live out in the country, I just live in a place that doesn't have any sidewalks. I mean, I live on a block with a whole bunch of other people, but there's just not that many streetlights. But where I'm moving to is actually a place further out in the country. So I not only got to keep my stars, I got more of them. And I'm pretty jazzed about that. I'm really actually quite happy about it. And also I realized that I'm going to have to buy some flashlights. Simply to get from my car to the front door on the moonless nights, you know, on the really black nights. Yeah, I'm going to need some flashlights. But that's part of the reason that this podcast is delayed. So let's get down to it here. I heard back from the gentleman in podcast number 41. This was the man who waxed poetic about pegging with his fiance, and he also had experienced physical changes from an enlarged prostate that he wasn't even aware that he'd had. Mostly what I remember was his description of how he was felt like he was getting harder like he did in his 20s when he had erections, which was totally cool to hear. So he sent us some news. Here we are. Just a quick update. I asked my bride-to-be to listen to the podcast with an open mind. Just a few minutes into it, she said, "Those are your words." I smiled. She then had to say, "This is us, isn't it?" I smiled again. She really enjoyed hearing our story from your mouth. I told her, "The whole world knows about us now, but there is some anonymity. Anyway, she enjoyed the podcast and is looking at your site now. She feels very much at ease now that the cat is out of the bag and others are enjoying the same pleasure." Thanks, Ruby. I was totally surprised by the podcast, and she is relieved that we could let out our secret in a productive manner. She's also happy to be part of an inspiration to others and is encouraging me to write more about the experience. I also want to thank you for the list of shops that sell only non-toxic toys. We plan to visit one locally very soon. Nice update. Couldn't have been better, actually. I love the way you two sound so GGG together. And yes, your letter was definitely a productive one to share. The more real-life experiences I share here on my podcast, the more people will realize they are not alone, and the kink that they've been hiding away can be carefully brought out into the open with probable excellent results. It takes courage to bring it out into the open, and the more people you hear about that have taken that step, and especially the people that have taken that step and had success stories, it really makes a difference. Other people's stories are so encouraging for everyone who listens. So thanks for checking back in. And hello to the fiancé. Glad you are enjoying my website. Here is another update from the lovely lady in podcast number 42 who discovered her guy was into pegging when she saw the suggested items on the Adam and Eve website. You know, I think I mentioned it on podcast 42, but I'd never even thought about that. And I know that they do that on Amazon. In fact, I don't let people see me when I'm cruising on Amazon looking for something to buy because the stuff that shows up down below, the items you last looked at, there are certain people I do not want to see that. So yes, best to be careful. But in this case, it certainly worked out for the best. Anyway, they'd tried it a couple of times, but he hadn't asked for it again, despite, you know, knowing that he was surfing pegging porn. So she plucked up her courage and approached him, and he was receptive, to say the least. Well, she just sent another update, and I have to share it with you all. I just wanted to write you once more to thank you again. I shared your podcast with my man, and our relationship has never been better. We are both opening up a really sexy and dirty side of ourselves to each other, and each day I am excited to explore the new world of this relationship. After my boyfriend listened to your podcast, with my letters he opened up, I now feel sexy and confident that what I have been giving him is exactly what he wants, and he likes it. Not only has our pegging increased, everything has. Kisses, cuddles, oral sex, and regular sex. We are so connected and it feels so good. Without your website and help, I think it would have been a while before we reached this point. Life is good. One question I do have is, do you know of any harnesses that vibrate the clitoris? I don't really like internal vibrating, and that is all I can find. I just want something on the outside next to my clit so I can come while I am pegging my man. Nice goal. And yay, yay, yay. I'm so happy for your close coziness and your renewed intimacy. I love that feeling of closeness. It's so special. So, okay, clitoral stimulation options. Here we go. First, you never really mentioned what harness or dildo you have. So I'm just going to recommend my usual and explain why they work so well. The spare parts Jacques harness has two pockets sewn into the back that can hold a bullet vibe. You can use either one of them. I believe one is above or below the holes where a double dildo would come in. So you can use either whichever works for the best placement, or you can even use both of them, and you will definitely get direct clitoral stimulation. Now, mind you, the bullet vibes, the regular ones really are not so strong, but you can replace cheaper ones if you have the cheap ones with the WeVibe Salsa. I think actually I've taken a look around on the websites and it looks as if they're phasing out the Salsa and they're just going to have the Tango. Now, they're both sort of lipstick shaped bullet vibes, if you will, and they have the same exact motor in them. So don't worry if you can't find the Salsa. The Tango is a good stand-in. Or, moving right along, you could get a double that has a built-in hole for a bullet vibe. And my pick for that is the Happy Valley Tango, because the vibe is better placed for clitoral stimulation than on the Real Dough Fieldo. I do know of another couple who rave about the combination of the Fun Factory Share double dildo and the WeVibe 3, and the WeVibe 3 is like a U-shaped thing, so you might not want that one because it does vibrate inside and outside. And you know, when I was trying to answer this question, I did some research to find if you could change the speeds of the vibration. I know that there are multiple speeds for vibration and patterns. I know that. But what I tried to find out is if you could change them independently. So if you could actually turn off the one that's on your G-spot, since that's not the type of stimulation you like, and you could leave the clitoral one on, and that U-shape held in, you know, with the pegging and all that would be fine. But you know what? I think that you can't do that. I think that they vibe the same and you have to do both of them. So that might not be your best option. But with the doubles, yes, I think the Tango is the best. And the Tango is going to be right up against your clit, so it's not really going to be internal. I mean, the doubles don't really vibe internally. At least the vibe placement is not placed internally, although you may be able to feel it a little inside. So I'm not sure what equipment you have, but vibrations internally are not real common for strap-on equipment. I mean, the most internally you can get is you have a flare-based dildo with a hole in the bottom of it, a single one, and then you might feel the vibrations a little more inside. And for those, the placement has to be just right to get clit stimulation, and it's not very easy or very strong if you do it that way. But those are my recommendations. The bullet vibes or the doubles with the clit vibe built into them are the two best options. Okay, and already it's pegging celebration time. Okay, this podcasts 27 and 39. This guy wrote in, and the last time we heard from him, the wife was down with the idea, and the fieldo was on the way. Well, he checked back in to give us an update, and it's a short but sweet one. Hello again, Ruby. Tried pegging last weekend with the wife, and it was awesome. She took to it like a pro, smacking my ass and talking dirty. It felt really good. Not just the physical aspect, but letting go and enjoying sex in a different way, as well as the closeness we felt together. We're going to try it again, and again, hopefully. She admitted what a turn-on it was for her. I told her how much I enjoyed it as well. Wearing her new parts was a bit awkward for her, but she was turned on by wearing them. Thanks for your input. Pun intended. Love the pun and the success story. Pegging beginnings are usually a little awkward. That's kind of the nature of trading places sexually because it feels so different. But practice is so much fun that getting past the awkwardness is more good times, right? I am happy for you both. Very happy for you. It's been a bit of a long road and you got there. And it sounds like it went swimmingly. At this juncture, you know, I'm going to mention a couple of links that I'm going to put on the blog post for this podcast. And they're basically what men and women love about pegging. The first one is specifically what I love about pegging. I wrote it some time ago and it continues to be a popular post because when men get into pegging, they really like to know that the woman is getting something out of it too. So I wrote down all the things I love about pegging, and it's a good read for women who are a little afraid to try it too. The other article link that I'm going to post is a lot of information about why pegging feels good to men, plus a collection of quotes from men about how it feels, to the best of their ability to put it into words anyway. It's also a very good read, and especially a good read for a man who's not sure he wants to try it. So I'm going to put those two on the blog for you guys. Okay, here's another letter. We have tried using a fieldo, but didn't have any success. He is 6'3". She is 5'6". Because of the difference in our heights, we haven't had any success. Do you have any ideas? What would be a good device for us to get? We both think part of the problem was because the fieldo hung down out of her pussy and the difference in our heights made it impossible to work. Any and all suggestions are more than welcome. Thanks. Wow, I'd like to have written you back before I answered this question because I need more information. You say you bought a fieldo, but you don't mention a harness. And your mention of the dildo hanging down out of her makes me think that you're not using a harness. If that's what's happening, that could be the easy answer because so-called strapless or harnessless dildos are not, really. At least 90%, 95% or more of women cannot use a strapless dildo like the Fieldo or the Share or the tango, or the rialto, without a harness, no matter how strong their internal muscles are. And most of you have heard me rant about it, but I know that different people come to the website and listen to the podcast, and they haven't heard me rant about it before. But I have talked about how the manufacturers really aren't doing a good job with their advertising. They're not being honest with people about that. But moving right along, if that is your problem, then problem solved, sir. All you need to do is get a harness for your lovely lady. And I would recommend a spare parts Jacques harness because it's ultimately comfortable and washable. Or if you love leather, an Aslan, spelled A-S-L-A-N, leather two-strap harness would rock as well. The Jaguar is a very nice one. So, okay, if it's not about the harness, let's talk about positions. Because I know when you have disparate body shapes and heights, it definitely presents challenges. There's no two ways about it. Okay, with your height difference, perhaps the best position would be you lying flat and her lying on top of you with either your legs spread and hers between your legs, or your legs together and her legs on the outside of yours. If you put a couple of pillows under your hips, and it'll probably be more comfortable, plus it'll make your ass more accessible. That is a position that two very, very different body types can handle no problem. And then I would also recommend the cowboy position. That might work well for you. It'll be more intimate because you can see each other, plus your cock is accessible to her. If she's really tiny and you're really big, that might be a little bit of a challenge because you might be heavy, because I'm not sure about the weight difference and things there. But try that one. I can't really picture missionary working so well because if you're that tall, then your legs are probably pretty decently long and your legs kind of might be too much for her to deal with, if you know what I mean. Unless you had a strap to help you out. Hey, you know, there's this harness that I have been jonesing for a long time now. I found it at the stockroom and it's called a woman's travel sling / stirrup combo. It has the measurements to make sure it fits, so don't be put off by the name or the picture, which is actually quite lovely. But basically, it's a thing made out of leather and chains, and it holds your legs up for you. There's a piece of padded leather that goes behind your neck, and the two ends of that strap that goes behind your neck attach to chains, which go to two places, a leather cuff for your thigh and then one for your ankle. And they're all quite adjustable. So, you know, adjusted well and wearing it, you can lay there and have your legs supported and up fairly effortlessly. I'll post a link to it. It is pricey, but it looks like a dream to play with. Anyway, this device might help you to have those long legs supported so they don't have to rest against your shoulders, or you don't have to hold them up in a missionary position. You might be able to pull off the missionary position like that. Another position you might want to try is on your side. You lay on your side, your bottom leg is straight, your top leg is bent, and then she straddles the bottom leg. There's really no name for this one. I think we should call it side saddle to keep with the cowboy riding theme. I'm going to post a link. Ooh, you guys are going to like this. I'm going to post a link to a video of it. A pretty hot video, actually. He's having a very good time and makes some lovely noises. And what else? Up on your knees, doggy style is really not going to work because likely your thighs are quite different lengths. So if you're up on your knees, she's not going to be able to reach unless you spread your legs so far apart that it's uncomfortable. Believe me, I have been there, done that one, because that particular part of my body is ultra long and I have dated men shorter than me. So that the doggy thing is not going to work. Give a try with those as far as positions. And, you know, I think I've given you enough to play around with a little bit. And let us know how it goes and what worked. I always like to have more information about how to bring together two very different body heights. shapes, anything like that. It helps because then I share it with other people. And the tall man, short woman is not uncommon. So let us know how it goes. Okay. So now I'm going to talk a little more about my podcast number 40, where I made my case for the newbie guys who just want to get pegged going to a pro. You can listen to that podcast number 40, or you can also access that information as an article. I posted it up on my blog, and that article is called The Case for a Pro. I also posted the article on FetLife, and I had some interesting comments, and that's what I wanted to talk about. Particularly, I had a comment from a pro who said this: without reading all the responses yet, I just wanted to say to Ruby, I love you for taking the time and energy to promote a safe experience and sex workers in the same topic. I've been in the sex industry for 4+ years, and I've gotten a lot of flack on this site for putting it out there. I very much enjoy pegging in my personal and professional life. That was really delightful to receive. I was hoping a pro might jump on that thread on FetLife, and it was delightful to have her there. And at the time when she wrote this to me, when she commented, I just happened to be communicating with a man looking for a pro, and she just happened to be in his area. So voila, I hooked them up. Or to be more precise, I put them in contact with each other with admonitions to screen each other thoroughly. And I haven't heard back. That was very recent. But you know, that experience got me to thinking. If there are any pros out there listening who have similar interests, shall we say, feel free to contact me if you are open to referrals. If there are any men looking for pros, feel free to contact me because I do have a list of referrals. I'd be happy to connect you with each other. Because this is quite a different situation than women looking for pegging and men looking for pegging suggestion that I had previously. Remember that one? If I tried that, I would get overwhelmed with men and rarely, if ever, hear from any women. But this is different because the pros have a financial interest in pegging men, so more of them are going to respond, hopefully. I have no idea how many pros might listen to my podcast. And fewer men are interested in seeking out a professional, so I won't get buried under a ton of requests from them either. See, this is a workable model. But here's the deal, guys. If I hook you up, you have to write me a story about your experience and send it in. That's the deal. My editing services will be provided free of charge. Okay, here is another note from the 22-year-old young man who wrote so eloquently about pegging and sent me pictures. This is from the last podcast. Pictures that I didn't share with you because it was an April Fool's podcast. You know that, hey, I got some hot pictures, but April Fool's, you don't get to see them. But he did look quite amazing. You'll have to take my word for it, especially in pink. And in my podcast, I wondered where he was located. Well, he sent me a nice note. I have listened to your podcast 3 times now. I cannot believe you read my entire letter on your podcast. I am honored and glad that you took the time to read it. Thank you for correcting any grammatical errors as well. Also, I have to say, your voice is so welcoming and soothing while you're talking about it. I love it. I did not know hearing from other men about pegging like this was important to you, but it is great to know you not only enjoy that, yet you find it good to know we are vocal about this. I'm sure there are plenty of men who push this back to the side or have thought about it before, but are extremely afraid to bring it up. I know I would still probably be afraid to bring it up to the next person I am with. However, this gives others an outlet to talk about pegging and be comfortable when bringing it up. I commend you for that so much. I've also checked out the link you posted, Do Women Love Pegging? It's important to know that women enjoy this and are getting something out of it, but the knowledge of why is even better. This gives me such a better understanding of why or how women enjoy this with a man. I trust your security with my information, so you get a thumbs up from me for the awesome podcast and an ass up from me for the erotic stories. Ha ha. I hope you enjoyed the photos, and from what I heard, the pink ones. Thank you. And if you must know, I live in Chicago. Please, don't tell me you live nearby. I wouldn't be able to sleep at night. You're quite the bombshell, if I do say so myself. Makes me wish I could meet you in person sometime, but I'm sure you are already spoken for. From a 22-year-old man. I am not spoken for, kind sir, but I am nowhere near Chicago, sadly. I am a California girl here, born, raised, and residing in SoCal. So, if you ever come out here for a visit, please do look me up and bring the pink outfit, okay? Good. Meanwhile, you ladies in Chicago, you need to find this man and have some fun with him. There are only 2.7 million people in Chicago. Piece of cake, right? If you really want to meet him, just write me. Uh-oh, my matchmaker skills are surfacing again. I think I just want as many people as possible to have as much pleasure as possible. Is that too much to ask? Oh, I'm having so much fun. I have been having some very nice dates lately, speaking of having fun, and some lovely kisses. Being a bit of a dominant personality, I love it when a man follows my lead in a kiss. That moment when I take his face in my hands and I kiss him with intention and focus, and he just melts or trembles and follows my lead. I love that. Mm-hmm. All right, on that note, I'll be in my bunk until next week. You can follow me on Twitter at Ruby_writer. I have a Facebook profile and a page. You can click that like button. I'm thinking about the bunk and I can't talk. You can subscribe to my blog. My podcast is on iTunes and on my blog at peggingparadise.com. Please send your questions, musings, wonderings, weather reports, and your stories to ruby@peggingparadise.com. Thank you for downloading and listening, and happy pegging.